In his Angelus on Sunday, Pope Benedict XVI returned to the theme of Christ's call and its demands. He said these can appear harsh, but in reality they express the newness and absolute priority of the kingdom of God, which comes into being in the person of Jesus Christ himself. The Pope explained to the thousands of people gathered in St. Peter's Square that those who give up everything, even themselves, to follow Jesus, enter a new dimension of freedom, one that St. Paul calls living by the Spirit.
Libertà e amore coincidono. Al contrario, obbedire al proprio egoismo conduce a rivalità e conflitti.
He said freedom and love are one and the same. By contrast, obeying one's own selfishness leads to rivalries and conflicts. At the end of the Marian prayer, the Pope expressed his joy at the announcement of a new blessed, Estefaname, a member of the Lebanese Maronite order whose life spanned the 19th and 20th century and who was beatified Sunday in Lebanon. He also spoke about this week's feast marking Saints Peter and Paul.
On Tuesday of this week, we will be celebrating Rome's feast days, that is to say, the feast of Saints Peter and Paul, two great apostles who proclaimed the gospel in this city and bore witness to Christ, even to the shedding of their blood. Through their prayers, may all who came on pilgrimage to Rome be renewed and strengthened in faith, hope, and love.
Finally, in his Polish greetings, the Holy Father talked about the summer holiday season, which is just around the corner for many people.
Zbliża się okres wakacji dla wielu będzie to czas.
He said that he hopes these encounters with nature, new people, and the fruits of human creativity are not just an occasion for the recovery of physical strength and intellectual development, but also a more intense encounter with God and a strengthening of faith. I'm Charles Collins.